There's three quarterbacks. Most think that there's a chance they take one of them at number eight.
That's not necessarily a lock, as a lot of people would like to think. Now, Minnesota obviously needs a quarterback. That's where all that talk comes from. But I think they're a little shell-shocked after taking Christian Ponder 12th overall in 2011. It doesn't come so easy to take another pick at number eight and just say that that's your guy. That's a lot easier to try and say, well, we got him in the second or third round, and that's why he didn't pan out. But obviously, you don't want to go in there with your hands tied behind your back. They do want to find their guy. They're not necessarily convinced right now that that guy needs to be taken at number eight. They're not necessarily in love with guys like Johnny Manziel and Blake Bortles. They could very well pick a guy like Derek Carr or even a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo in the second round and be perfectly fine with that if that's the guy they're most comfortable with. Now they have their own ranking. They're not obviously disclosing it to anybody. But if they feel they can get their guy later in the first round and trade back, they'll do that. But there's no guarantee that they're going to spend that number eight pick on a quarterback. They need a lot of defensive help, and there are a lot of good defensive players in the draft.
Which quarterback do you think is the best suited to be successful at the NFL?
I do like guys like Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think even a guy like Zach Mettenberger could really step out of his skin and grow in a Minnesota Vikings offense. Now, not a lot of people are viewing it this way, but Minnesota's offense is very conducive to having a young quarterback. They have a set offensive line that's been together for 3 years now. They have the best running back in the league in Adrian Peterson, and they have one of the best wide receiver core coming together in the league now. They got Greg Jennings that they spent $45 million on last offseason. They got Cordarrelle Patterson, who lit up the league last year on limited snaps. And they got a great slot receiver in Jerry Sprite, a great tight end in Kyle Rudolph. This is a very, very comfortable situation. And I think a guy like Zach Mettenberger, who's got the physical tools and the traits, could come in and ease himself into it. Now, I do believe Matt Castle will be the day one starter, but I think a guy like Zach Mettenberger, if they do choose to draft him or any other quarterback like that, could be a good number two going into the season and then maybe take over the reins here if Matt doesn't get things done.
Talking Minnesota Vikings football, Andrew Kramer joins us, draft 2 days away. The Vikes, I think, are a team, Andrew. Well, I guess anybody can trade down, but would you be surprised? Like, do you think they're pretty comfortable that they're going to draft there? Or potentially, do you think there's even a better chance they try to move up?
I don't know about moving up, but I do believe they will try to move down. Rick Spielman, the general manager here in Minnesota, loves to have a lot of ammo in these drafts. Right now, they only have 8 picks. He likes to have around 10. He's been through 2 drafts right now with the Vikings in 2012 and 2013 where he's had full roster control. In each of those drafts, he's had at least 10 picks, and he didn't always start out that way. So I think they're going to try and move down, and that starts with number 8. And honestly, it all depends on who falls in what spots in the first 7 picks. You could have a team like Dallas at number 16 looking to trade up. But if their guy gets picked at number 4, 5, or 6, well, the offer's off the table in Minnesota. So it really all depends on who those teams ahead of Minnesota pick. And if the cards fall where they may, I think they have a lot of suitors waiting for him to come and trade up.
Who do you think is the best player in the draft?
The best player, I think, has got to be Sammy Watkins. Now, it's easy to say that because he's a skill position receiver, but any one of these offensive tackles could come out and be the next big Will Shields. We don't know about that, but I do think Sammy Watkins is the most explosive receiver. Reminds me a lot of a Roddy White. Now, if he can have a better, health than Roddy White's had in his career, that would be all the more power to him. But I do believe that he is the best option in this draft. He'll be gone well before the Vikings pick at number 8, but it's not like they need his position anyway.
Yeah, some people think maybe he goes to Tampa, or maybe he even goes before that. Minnesota, the quarterback position, if you don't have a quarterback in the NFL, you pretty much have no chance to win. All right, and you mentioned Matt Castle, maybe he's the guy to start the season there. But when I look at Minnesota, is there any way they could not take a quarterback? Because I don't see how you're going to build your franchise. You have to trust your scouts that you feel, okay, we have a quarterback that we can work around. You talked about their offensive line being willing to protect him, likely because of their age and continuity. That if they don't get a quarterback, to me it just would seem like a bad draft by the Vikings. What do you think?
Oh, they will get a quarterback. There's no doubt about that. I was just saying that there's no guarantee they're going to get him with their first overall selection. I do think they're still gun-shy here in Minnesota after reaching for a quarterback. That's the key word there is reach. I don't necessarily think that they're comfortable with reaching at a guy at number 8 that, let's say, they want a Derek Carr late in the first. Are they going to be afraid that they're not going to get him and then reach at number eight? No, I think this time they're going to step back, wait, pick a different guy with the first pick, and then wait until the second pick and see who's there. There's always the option to move back up into the first round, too, from the number 42nd round pick. So that's always an option. But, no, they are going to take a quarterback. They only have two on the roster right now with Matt Castle and Christian Ponder. So, no, it's not a question. They will draft a quarterback. It's just when and where is that going to happen? I'm not necessarily sold it's going to happen on day one in the first round on Thursday. But I think by Friday, by the end of the day Friday, when three rounds have been drafted, the Minnesota Vikings will have their next franchise quarterback or their next attempt at a franchise quarterback.
What are people in Minnesota saying about Manziel?
Oh, the fans are in love with him. The fans are absolutely in love with Johnny Manziel. How can't you be? I mean, he's the next, you know, kind of, I guess how you say, he's the next hype player in the draft. And not to say that he won't be a great player. We don't know that. But he's just the next guy that's going to come out and have all the endorsement contracts. You know, fans are going to go wild. Girls are going to go wild, all that stuff. But the Minnesota Vikings aren't necessarily enamored with him. You look back at Norv Turner, who's the offensive coordinator here. If you look back at his track record, he succeeded with pocket passing quarterbacks. Now, whether that's a Troy Aikman back in the Dallas days or a Phillip Rivers when he was coaching San Diego, he didn't coach a guy that ran around a lot. And if you look back at Johnny Manziel's career, obviously all the highlights you see are the him making plays, whether it's the Tony Romo-like stuff or he's avoiding defenders, what have you. I'm not necessarily certain that's the type of play they want here in Minnesota. And even throwing all that out the window, I don't think they're going to be able to get him at number eight. I honestly think the Cleveland Browns will select him at number four or somebody else is going to move up to try and take him. Or the Vikings could very well just use him as draft bait, and if he's available at number eight, look for somebody that wants him and trade back.
What other position outside of quarterback do the Vikings need to upgrade, especially on the defensive side of the ball in your mind?
Linebacker and cornerback. They had one of the worst secondaries in football last season. They allowed 37 touchdown passes, the Vikings did, and that's hasn't happened since the 1980s, since the team has allowed that many touchdown passes. So they signed a guy like Captain Munnerlyn from Carolina this offseason. They brought another cornerback in Derek Cox. But they have a very inexperienced linebacking core. They have a very thin cornerback core. So I think at number eight, if they can't move that first pick at number eight, they very well might spend another guy like C.J. Mosley out of Alabama, or even reach on a Darquez Denard out of Michigan State or Michigan.